AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Based on a judge's written decision, Donald Trump is on the path to becoming the first U.S. president to take the oath of office with a felony conviction. Our Lisa Dwyer reports the president-elect is ordered to appear in a New York courtroom for sentencing Friday, January 10th.
A little over a week before he's due to return to the White House, Judge Juan Imrishan signaled that he'd sentence the former and future president to what's known as a conditional discharge, in which a case is closed without jail time, a fine, or probation. Trump was convicted in May of 34 counts of falsifying business records involving an alleged scheme to hide a hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels.
A tense vote on Capitol Hill.
Mike Johnson.
Just when it looked like members of Congress were rejecting House Speaker Mike Johnson's re-election, two of his opponents changed their votes, giving him the gavel for another term.
The American people have called on us to reject business as usual and throw out the status quo. We must and we will heed their call.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will not face any Justice Department investigations into allegations he improperly accepted gifts and trips. The Judicial Conference says Thomas has agreed to follow new reporting requirements. The NTSB is investigating the crash of a small plane into a furniture warehouse building late Thursday in Fullerton, California. The pilot had radioed an emergency just after takeoff.
RV-8757, immediate landing required.
RV-8757, Romeo Fulcher, can you make a left turn?
The pilot and his daughter were killed. Some people inside the warehouse were injured. Snowy and icing conditions in the forecast for the central part of the country. Ice storms expected from Kansas to West Virginia. This is AP News. President Biden shot down a deal by a Japanese company looking to acquire U.S. steel based in Pittsburgh. His national security spokesman, John Kirby.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States.
Investigators say the Army Special Forces soldier who blew himself up in a cyber truck outside a Trump hotel in Las Vegas left a note calling it a wake-up call about the ills facing the country.
Alicia Arendt says Matthew Livelsberger showed clear symptoms of a traumatic brain injury. She would know, having served as an Army nurse.
He would go through periods of withdrawal, and he struggled with depression and memory loss.
Arendt tells the AP Livelsberger also dealt with post-traumatic stress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.